Hello and welcome back to Chinese Pod. We bring you lessons in spoken Mandarin from good city of Shanghai. Mm. Indeed. Now, what would your name be, young lady?
My name is Jenny.
Hello,
and
Jenny.
What is your name?
My name is Ken. Mm. Ken Carroll, to be precise. Tell us something about today's lesson, please, Jenny.
Well, the lesson is, what is your name?
What's your name? Mm. Okay. Pretty important stuff.
Yes.
So you may infer that this is a newbie lesson.
Yeah.
That means it's for absolute beginners.
Mm.
If you've studied a little bit or essentially no Chinese before, this is a lesson for you.
Mm.
Great. Now, so the basic question is, the context here, as Jenny said, is asking names. So let's listen to the dialogue and we just get the sounds of it.
Yeah.
You can guess partly,
with the context we've given you. Yeah.
Who's saying what. Mm. And then after that, we'll slowly but surely, not slowly, but I don't know.
Mm, clearly.
Clearly but
break
surely
it down
break
you.
It down for you. Okay, let's listen to the dialogue three times.
Dialogue first time.
你好.
你好, 你叫什么名字?
我叫王平, 你呢?
我叫李丽.
Second time.
你好,
你好, 你叫什么名字?
我叫王平, 你呢?
我叫李丽.
Third time.
你好,
你好, 你叫什么名字?
我叫王平, 你呢?
我叫李丽.
Good. Now, I think a translation would
sure.
help.
你好.
Hello.
你好.
Hello.
你好. 你好. 你叫什么名字?
Hello. What's your name?
你好. 你叫什么名字?
Hello. What's your name?
你好, 你叫什么名字? 我叫王平, 你呢?
My name is Wang Ping, and you?
我叫王平, 你呢?
My name is Wang Ping, and you?
我叫王平, 你呢? 我叫李丽.
My name is Li Li.
我叫 Li Li.
My name is Li Li.
我叫李丽.
Okay. Mm. Well.
Culturally rich too.
Yes, there's a lot of cultural stuff here.
Yeah.
Now, all right. So introductions, asking and sharing names. Let's do a little bit, but not too much analysis.
Okay.
All right. Now, and I think it would make sense to start from the beginning.
你好. 你好.
Now, 你好 essentially means hello. Okay, the two elements are
你 and 好.
Great. Now, could you tell us about those two?
First of all, they are both third tones.
Okay.
The first word, 你, is a pronoun.
Yes.
Means you.
You.
Good. And 好 means good.
Good.
Mm.
All right, so 好 is an adjective meaning good.
Yes.
In this third tone. So let's hear those again. Just listen to the sound now for the tones.
你好. 你好.
Great. Now, could you separate the two and we hear the sound again?
你. 你. 好. 好.
Great. Now, we won't go into all tone comparisons right now because we can just think about the third tone for this lesson. So, 你. And how?
Yeah.
That's the third tone at work. Now, in response, when somebody says to you, 你好, you can say,
你好, 你好.
That's pretty straightforward.
You just repeat it.
You just repeat it. But in this case, you want to know the person's name and you say,
你叫什么名字? 你叫什么名字? 名字。
你叫什么名字? Now,what we use a little technique here that we call a backline build-up.
Yeah.
And it's helpful to start at the end of the sentence. So let's take this 你叫什么名字? And let's start from the back and work our way to the front. So Jenny, could you tell us what is the last word in that?
名字名字
名字
Okay,
that sounds like an interesting word, 名字、yes. Could you tell us what that means?
It means name.
Name, great.、Yeah. Again, please.
名字名字
名字、great.
So it's second and neutral tone.
Okay.
Four tones in Chinese, also a neutral.
Okay.
Which is slightly...softer.
Okay.、Mm. We'll look at that perhaps in more detail in、yes. a later lesson. But let's hear the sound again there.
名字
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 Great. So 名字 means name. Now, when you want to ask somebody the name, you say
你叫什么名字
Great.、Mm. Now, 什么 meaning
what?、
Right. So could you put that together, what and name, please?
什么名字什么名字
什么名字 Now, that means what name?、say you were filling in a form or somebody and you didn't、yeah. know which name to put in. You could say,
什么名字
Which form did I put in there? But to ask the question, you need to be a little more polite than that. You wouldn't just say to someone, what name?
No.
You'd say,
你叫什么名字
Right. Now, 你 meaning you.
Yep.
And the word 叫
叫、
Okay.
It's a verb.
Yes,、to call.
Yeah.
Now, so you put it all together and you get...
你叫什么名字?
Now, to translate literally, 你叫什么名字? You'd have, you call what name? There you go. 你叫什么名字? What's your name? There you go.Jenny, I'll ask you the question.、Jenny.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize you were asking
oh,
me.
Oh, I'll ask you now.
because we've known each other for such a long
well,
time.
Well, also because I said something which is kind of nonsensical. I said, Jenny,、你叫什么名字?
我叫 Jenny.
Okay, see, I already knew the answer, but、I'm just practicing. 你叫什么名字? What's your name?、now, in this case, the person's name was...
我叫王平。我叫王平
Now, 我 as in I,、
yeah.
and the same verb, 叫,
叫
to be、called.
And after that comes the name.
And that is?
王平王平
Now, 王平 so 王 is a very, very common name.
Surname.、One of the top five most popular surnames、in China.
Sometimes pronounced Wang in the States.、
Yeah, proper way of doing
proper
it
Proper pronunciation is Wang.、Okay. So Wang Ping is a、name. Now, and of course, and you want to throw the question back. So you've just answered it and you want to say, and you? You say,
你呢?你呢?
Great. So if it was me, I would say, 我叫 Ken, 你呢? Well, my name's Ken. What's yours? How about you? Yeah. Great. And in this case, the young lady's name is?
我叫李丽。我叫李丽。
Good. Now, 我叫, once again, I'm called. That's my name.
Yes.
And her name is?
李丽。李丽
Now, once again, as with Wang Ping, 李丽 it's the reverse of the way we use names in English.
Yeah, surname comes first.
That's right.、Surname is
李
李
which also
is a
third tone and extremely popular surname.
Yes, top one, also in the top five.
Top three.
Top three.
Say, yeah.
Okay. So, 李 third tone. And then the given name is
李Li.
Good.
Fourth tone.
Fourth tone.、So that's good practice, actually, to put a third、and a fourth tone together. Let's hear that.
Li, li. Li, li.
Li, li.、
You really compare and contrast.
Yes. Li, li.、Now, that person is quite likely, I think, in English, to choose an English name like Lily.
Yes.
Right.
You know, actually, I've got a few friends.
Called Lily. Yeah.
Called Lily.
Yeah, it's very common to take your Chinese name and sort of find an English name.
Yeah, if you're lucky、enough to have、that link.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
mine, I don't think it would translate、into any language.
Yeah.、So Lily is the kind of the rough equivalent.、Lily, sorry, is the rough equivalent of Lily.、Okay, now let's listen to that dialogue again three more times, please.
Dialogue first time.
你好。
你好。你叫什么名字？
我叫王平。你呢？
我叫李丽。
Second time.
你好。
你好。你叫什么名字？
我叫王平。你呢？
我叫李丽。
Third time.
你好。
你好。你叫什么名字？
我叫王平。你呢？
我叫李丽。
Okay, good. We hope that was...
That must be useful. You
have to
know the name.
It's high frequency,
indeed.
It's very high frequency. So listen to the sounds. I do suggest listening a few times over, but I also do suggest going to ChinesePod.com and exploring it. You get the visual aspect to the language when you see the words and the characters and the pinyin and all of this stuff. It just helps you to retain it. So I do suggest you do that. But for now, Jenny, really is time for us to leave. We'll be back again tomorrow. But for now, we must say
再见.
Turning that cave Mandarin into rave Mandarin. ChinesePod.com. Mandarin on your terms.